Title: Exporting Clean Demos with Stock Plugins Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's talk about exporting clean demos in Ableton Live using only stock plugins. In drum and bass, a demo doesn't need to sound like it came out of a $1 million mastering room, but it does need to translate. That means your low end is controlled, your highs aren't ripping people's ears off, and nothing is accidentally clipping or falling apart when it gets played in a car, on earbuds, or off a phone speaker. By the end of this, you'll have a repeatable workflow, simple group structure, basic gain staging, a safe pre-master chain on the master, quick translation checks, and export settings that won't sabotage you at the final step. Let's build this like a real world send to a label or DJ demo setup. Step 1. Prep your session like a pro, fast. Before we touch loudness, we set the project up so exporting is painless. First, pick your sample rate and stick to it. In Ableton, go to Preferences, then Audio. If you're doing anything with video or you just want a modern default, 48K is fine. If you're mainly exporting music for audio platforms, 44.1K is fine too. The key is consistency. Don't bounce between them mid-project. Next, group your tracks. This is huge for staying sane in drum and bass because your drop has so many moving parts. A typical demo structure is drums group, kick, snare, hats, break layers, bass group, sub and res layers, music group, pads, stabs, atmos, leads, effects or vox group, impacts, risers, vocal chops. Select the tracks and press CMD or Ctrl plus G to group them. Now you can manage levels and processing in a clean way. Now check your arrangement edges. This is the boring part that makes you sound professional. Make sure you're not cutting off reverbs and delays at the end. Give yourself 1 to 2 bars of tail so the decay finishes naturally. Optional, but helpful. Give yourself a bar of pre-roll at the beginning so when someone hits play, it doesn't feel like it starts mid-breath. And for a quick DNB demo structure reference, a lot of demos that work well are 16 bars intro, 16 bars build, 32 to 64 bars drop, 16 bars outro. DJ friendly, straight to the point. Step 2. Gain staging, the number one clean demo trick. If your export is distorting, or your limiter is freaking out, 9 times out of 10 it's gain staging. Rule 1. Turn down sources, not the master. On individual tracks, aim for peaks roughly around -12 to -6 dB. You don't need to be perfect. You just need headroom. Now do a simple test. With nothing on the master, loop the loudest part of your tune, usually the drop, and watch your master meter. A great starting point is having the master peak around -6 dB before you add any master processing. If you're clipping already, don't panic and don't slap a limiter on to fix it. Go straight to your groups, especially drums and bass, and pull them down. And here's a beginner-friendly tool that saves time, Utility. If a track or group is too hot, put Utility at the end of that chain and trim the gain by 1 to 3 dB. Clean, simple, and it doesn't mess with the sound like overprocessing might. Extra coach tip. Do a quick pre-export scan for hidden overs. Sometimes a crash, an impact, or a resonant bass note will spike even if the mix feels fine. Solo each group one at a time, drums, bass, music, effects. Watch that group meter and the master meter. If one group is going wild, fix it inside that group, usually with a utility trim or by turning down the problem sound. Step 3. Tighten the low end. DNB specific cleanup. This is where your demo starts translating. First, make the sub mono, non-negotiable for most drum and bass. On your sub track, add utility and set width to 0%. That's mono. If the sub is too hot, pull the utility gain down 1 to 3 dB. Now, high pass anything that doesn't need sub. On hats, top loops, atmos, a lot of effects, even some break layers, play EQ8 and use a high pass filter. Typical ranges: hats and tops, high pass around 150 to 300 hertz, pads and atmos around 80 to 150 hertz, effects often 80 to 200 hertz depending on the sound. If you're doing jungle with classic breaks like the MN, don't delete all the body. Often a high pass around 60 to 100 hertz is enough. You want weight, just not mud fighting your kick and sub. Step 4. Control peaks with stock devices. Clean and simple. Now we'll add some gentle control, so your export doesn't clip and your limiter doesn't have to do superhero work. On your drums group, put a glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio to 2:1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. Leave makeup off and set the output level yourself. That keeps you honest. Optional, but super common in DNB. A saturator for density, not for volume. Try soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then match the output so it's not just louder. You're listening for thicker and more controlled, not bigger because it's louder. On your bass group, add gentle control too. Glue compressor or the regular compressor both work. Start with 2:1 and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you need quick tonal fixes in the bass group, if the Reese is masking your snare, a tiny dip around 180 to 220 Hz can help. If it's too fizzy or scratchy, a gentle dip around 3 to 6K can calm the pain without killing energy. Step 5. Build a safe demo pre-master chain on the master. This is your make it presentable chain. Not mastering, just stable and loud enough. On the master, in this order. First, EQ 8 for cleanup only. Add a high pass at about 25 to 30 Hz. Use a 12 or 24 dB per octave slope. This removes rumble you don't need and gives you headroom. Avoid big boosts on the master. If you're doing heavy tone shaping here, it's usually a sign the mix needs help upstream. Second, glue compressor. Very gentle. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1. Set threshold, so you get about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the drop. This is glue, not slam. Third, limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1.0 dB. This audio version is shortened for playback.